Hi there. The word for you today is make prayer a habit. We've been talking about this for the last few days. Psalm 66, verse 19. The psalmist said, God has surely listened and has heard my prayer. Let me read that to you more fully. David said, if I had cherished sin in my heart, the Lord would not have listened. But God has surely listened and has heard my prayer. The character flaws you are working on, and even your tendency to stumble and fall from time to time, do not disqualify you from God's blessing. Did you hear me? You say, what does disqualify me? The sin you cherish. You see, in prayer, the first thing God will want to talk to you about is usually the last thing you'll want to talk to him about, namely, the sin you don't want to acknowledge or deal with or let go of. It'll actually keep you from going to the place of prayer. When Adam sinned, what did he do? He hid from God. He said, I heard your voice, and I was afraid because I was naked. That's what sin'll do. Billy Graham said the Christian should have an appetite for prayer. He should want to pray. One does not have to force food upon a healthy child. Exercise good circulation. Health and labor demand food for sustenance. So it is with those who are spiritually healthy. They have an appetite for the Word of God and for prayer. A little girl committed a certain offense, and when her mother discovered it, she began to question her daughter. Immediately the child lost her smile and a cloud darkened her face as she said, Mother, I don't feel like talking. Hello. So it is with us when our fellowship with God is broken by sin in our lives. We don't feel like talking to him. So, if you don't feel like praying today, guess what? It's probably the best indication in the world that the thing you most need to do is pray and talk to God.